Praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly again appreciative. Every opportunity is just so precious to us. And Lord, we're looking forward to hearing from you, speak to our hearts, showing us where we can draw closer to thee. For Lord, in this late hour that's, Lord, should be on everyone's mind, Lord, how can I draw closer? How can I run faster? Lord, the hour is so far spent. Help us, Lord, is our prayer. Bless each and every one that's gathered in this evening. Lord, meet our individual needs. And wherever we are in our walk with you, Lord, just bless us and strengthen us. Lord, encourage us for another day. We thank you, Lord. Just bless us now. May your will be done in every phase of the service. Lord, the few songs we caught, Lord, we pray that you just bless them. And Lord, that they may tune our hearts into what you have for us. We ask all this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. He's so wonderful. Turn with me if you'd like in our capstone books. Page 17. Let's start there. Come unto me. Have you heard his call? Amen.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Unto me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed, for I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my mind, oh come, my yoke is easy, and my burden's light. Are you disappointed, wandering here and there, dragging chains of doubt and loaded down with cares, new unholy feelings struggle in your breast? Bring your case to Jesus, he will give you rest. Oh, come unto me, amen, and I will give you rest. Trust my mind, oh come, my yoke is easy, and my burden's light. Have you by temptation often conquered been? Has a sense of weakness brought distress within? Christ will sanctify you if you'll claim his best. In the Holy Spirit, he will give you rest. Oh, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Oh, take my yoke upon. Hear me and trust my mind. Hook hung, my hook is easy, and my burden's light. Amen. Have you found this burden to be light to you? Hallelujah. Amen. Page 80. Amen. Sheltered in the arms of God. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in the paths that I must trod. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me. For I shall hurt in the
big books. Amen. Page 3. Amen. They come from the east and west. I'm saying this in a while.
They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of
has gems in his crown to shine. Since Jesus has set me free, amen, I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has said, amen. I look on the great white throne, before it the ransom stands. No longer are tears, no sorrow is known, nor death in that goodly land. My Savior has gone before, preparing the way for me. Soon we'll meet to part no more, through time or eternity. But Jesus has set me free. I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. The gates of that holy place stand open by night and day. Oh, look to the Lord, who giveth more grace, whose love hath prepared the way. A home in those mansions fair, his hand hath reserved for all. For the wedding feast prepare, obeying the gracious call. Sing the last verse. Oh, Jesus is coming soon. Our trials will then be o'er. What if our Lord this moment should come for those who are free from sin? Oh, then would it bring you joy, or sorrow and deep despair, when our Lord in glory comes, we'll meet him up in the air. Amen. Since Jesus has set me free, I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. Amen. Has he set you free? Amen. Your heart shouting the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. He's wonderful. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering this evening? Amen. That's the blessing, if you will. Amen. Amen. He's everything to me. Hallelujah. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister and my brother. He's everything to me. Oh, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he's everything. Amen. Sing it again to him. Oh, he's everything. He's everything to me. Amen. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. Amen. Truly he is, saints. He's everything you need. Hallelujah. Amen. How many have a request for him? Something on your heart, maybe troubling you or a need? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Tim, would you like to take the request on this?
Heavenly Father, we truly are grateful for this opportunity you give us. Lord, how we can see the mercy and the grace you've shown in our lives. And Lord, each one of us as we stand here tonight, Lord, we can see maybe a place we need to climb higher, Lord, maybe a rung we need to reach.
Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Does anyone have a song special in your heart? Amen. Hallelujah. Melissa, you got something? 266. Amen. Amen. Because he lives. Hallelujah.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He I'll cross that bridge.
Sing little chorus, only believe, ask our precious brother to come. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Precious Lord, we're so appreciative again that you give us this opportunity. Together, Lord, in this little place that you provided, the saints of like precious faith. And Lord, we realize that, again, we can't help but to stop talking about it with you, Lord. It's truly the end of time. And Lord, the rapture is going to take place one of these days. Could be sooner than what we think. But Lord, regardless what day it'll be, what hour it'll be, Lord, I just trust you'll help us to be ready. And Father, all unbelief will be completely annihilated. The Lord, only thing we'll believe is your true and pure, unadulterated word. We ask now that you'd bless us with your word and help us to see it this evening. Very familiar subject, Lord. Father, for some reason you've laid it on my heart, and I ask that you would just help me deliver it to the precious people. And Lord, give us understanding. As the prophet spoke, Lord, some just don't catch it. But Lord, help us to catch it, Lord. To make sure we understand it. And we'll give you the glory and the honor for it. In your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise.
Praise the Lord. I'm thankful to be here with you tonight. Amen. Appreciate every one of you. Pray God's blessing will be with you as we listen to the Word. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew, the 24th chapter, and read a very familiar scripture. We'll begin here about the 22nd verse. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. Matthew 24, begin to 22nd. You know, even the scripture proves that we're at the end time. You know, and truly we see the signs of it truly being the end of time. And the Lord to appear, it's like we look now and see there's just little signs coming forth of the fall coming on, and it cannot be covered up. It's just the way God set it in order. And it's the same way with His Word. His Word comes forth and shows us. It's just about home time. Amen. But let us read here, begin 22nd verse. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Isn't God so mindful of us? Amen. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. But behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, He is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, He is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Amen. May God bless the reading of His Word, and you may be seated. As I said, now, Jesus is speaking of the end time and what was to come forth. And just want to speak something to you tonight by the Word, not by my ideas, but by the Word. And to help some to understand, and as we go through this, it may help some understand some more about this. And it's not something I can go in deep tonight with it and go long ways with it. And actually, Lord willing, I will not be ministering on this Sunday because I have something else for Sunday. But for this evening, and being a short little service, I'll see if we can't get through some of this, quite a bit of it, at least where you understand what I'm trying to bring to you from the Word. But you know, it's still kind of misunderstood why I say oftentimes, maybe when I'm ministering or maybe talking to people, and speaking about what the Word has said and ministers being lost by their creeds and doctrines and ideas they hatch up in themselves and what Satan's placed in their mind to come contrary to the Word with. And maybe I'm thought a little bit ill at a little bit for thinking that way, you know. And I'm not saying any certain man is lost because of what they're doing. That's between God and the man. But I yet must say what the Word says. Regardless of what people think about me or what they feel about me, I must still say what the Word said. And as I said, and you can see, and as I think if we just bring a few of these things to your attention, you'll see why I say that. You know, when I say a minister today doing these things can be lost and is lost. And we realize today there's so many ideas and theories of what they feel the message of the hour is and what the prophet said. And as I said, if we go through this, I think you'll see again what's taking place. But again, remember, it's another sign of the end time. See, it was only to happen in this last days. It couldn't happen 200 years ago. was to only happen in the last days. So in reading this, as he said, "For there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, and so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." But again, thank God, Satan cannot deceive the elect, regardless which man he uses. It'll never happen, you see, because it's impossible. But Brother Branham says here in question and answers, number one, this was August 23rd, 1964, paragraph 41, he says, and he's bringing these, of course, answering questions, excuse me, he says, "Now the next question follows, Matthew 24:24, and there shall rise false prophets and false Christ, false prophets, and will show great signs and wonders." Now the question is that somebody's asking, how shall we recognize them? Now as the prophet goes into this, this lets me know the little bride will be able to recognize it. They'll not be in the dark about it. So many people think still in this day, what the word has come, they think, well, how do you know? How do you know? But they're, what they're preaching, where they stand with God. Because the word tells us so. Amen. It is not a question whatsoever. It's not a wonderment whatsoever. If they match what God said, that these that do this would be lost, then that's the way it is. It's not me to judge, not for you to judge, but God already judged. God already said, you see. And that's why oftentimes when I'm ministering, maybe I'll say they're lost when they do that. But as I said, some not understanding the word, they think, how do you know? They get this attitude, you don't know if they are. I didn't say whether they was or not. I just told you what the word said. The word will tell you whether they are or not. Regardless of what people think, how many tens of millions of people think, it's what God already said. And it's so hard for people to accept that, that God said, and just say, amen, that's it. They've got to go back to the reasoning and try to figure it out in their brain, their mind, their conscience, their reasoning and imagination, and try to get an answer for themselves so they can be satisfied. It's the age we're living in. People just can't accept flat word. Well, I don't know. I can't understand that. People that continue to do that shows there's not a seed in there. That's all there is to it. I hate to be so blunt and so harsh, but the Word shows us that. If the Word says, do this, it's no questions asked. Okay, now are we going to change it? Are we going to take that out of our ministry today because we don't feel that's the way it is? No. It's so simple. But you've got to realize people are predestinated. There's a certain people predestinated to just, when that word says it, it's amen. It ain't sitting there, I can't figure it out. And that's what we've got thousands in this message doing. I can't figure it out. I don't understand. Who cares if you don't understand? God predestinated people to understand. You see? It's been given, he told his disciples, it's been given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Those that is not given. But just because there's thousands tagging along in this message and can't figure things out, they think, well, something ain't right. Prophet didn't say something right, or we don't understand this. No, it wasn't given to them to know. Just as simple as it can be. You see? God don't fool with all this nonsense going on today. If God had to fool with this nonsense today going on, he'd have to change his whole Bible. But he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. Right. And one of these days, people are going to find out at the day of judgment, he doesn't change his mind. You see? But I'm telling you, this race of people today, if they can't mentally figure it out, it ain't so, or they ain't accepting it. It makes me sick. I can imagine how it makes God sick. People just can't flat accept the word, what it says. You see? Well, again, it wasn't given to them to know. They've always got to question it, trying to figure it out. It's a bunch of nonsense, you see. Let's go on. He says, And there shall rise false prophets. We read it, false Christs, false prophets, and will show great signs and wonders. How shall we recognize them is the question. There shall rise, the prophet says. And he says, in that now, you're coming on down into another age. He's speaking about this age now. It wasn't back when Jesus was there. This age coming. There shall rise. That's why he's bringing our attention. There shall rise. It's coming. You see? Rise false Christs and false prophets. False Christ is a false anointed because Christ is the anointed. How many knows that? The Christ means the anointed one. There will be false anointed ones. They'll call themselves prophets. Other places he calls them teachers and everything else. But how will you recognize them? Okay? How's, to make it more personal, how am I going to recognize them? How's Brother Suttles going to recognize them? How's Brother Finley going to recognize them? How's Brother Timothy going to recognize them? How's Brother Gensel going to recognize them? How are you sisters going to recognize it? How are you going to recognize these false anointed? Again, proving we'll be able to recognize them. It ain't going to be questioned. It isn't going to be, I don't know. I still like how he does because, my, he lays hands on the sick and they're healed. You don't understand, Brother Steve. I can't figure this out. Well, maybe it wasn't given to you to know. Yeah. But how will you recognize them? By the Word. And you know the Word I'm reading tonight lets you recognize them. See? That's how you'll know it, is by the Word. Whether they are right. How will we recognize them? It will be by the Word. If they say that they have the Word, I'll guarantee you every preacher preaching this message says he's got the Word. He may be off 10 times 10 times, but he still says he's got the Word. You know? How can he say he has the Word and then deny a Word? Oh, now my ears is pricked. I'm going to recognize how I know he's a false anointed one. And deny a word. Then there's nothing to it. There's nothing to him whatsoever. Just a bag of wind with an anointing on it. That's a genuine anointing. No matter what they do, they might heal the sick, they might open the eyes of the blind. I'm still questioned about that. Brother Steve, how could this be? A false anointed one lay hands on somebody and be healed. Because God said so, and that makes it so. Regardless of what our pea-picking brain thinks, God said it. But that's the problem. People can't accept what God says. It's just, well, I can't figure it out. That's your problem. You can't figure none of this out. It's by revelation. Amen. See? He says, and open the eyes of the blind and deny the word. He said, stay away from it. I don't care what it is. Stay with that word regardless, because many times I've seen voodoo and all kinds of things take place under healing. See? Oh, my. I wish I had time to go deeper into this. And maybe, Lord will, and we will sometime. But I thought we had it before, but it seemed like people still just can't get it, you know. It's, I don't know. Paragraph 27. Christ is revealed in his own word. August 22nd, 1965. And saints, maybe I run a little short on patience on that. I don't know. But then I think about how God looks at this. I can't help but to think how God thinks about it. Here he delivered a word from his mouthpiece, and it's been around for 50, 60 years. Animals walking through the field, cattle, horses, chickens, pigs, don't give God a problem, but the human race does. And one day he repented that he created man. And look at the mess man's in now. Talk about a God of wrath. Wow. Today, so confused about the evidence of the Holy Ghost and so forth, Satan can impersonate any kind of gift God has got. I can either say amen to it or just flat say, I don't believe it, Brother Steve. But that's up to you. Why do you even follow the prophet's message if you can't follow it all the way? That's why I want to tell a lot of these message churches. If you can't stay with it, why even say you believe it? You see? Amen. But he cannot bring the word by word by word. Oh my. And look at the preachers today that cannot bring word by word by word. They've always got to get off something. You see? That's where he failed in the Garden of Eden. Who did? Satan did. That's where he always fails. That's where he said, false anointed ones or anointed ones, they can be anointed with the Spirit, speak in tongues, dance, shout, preach the gospel, and still be a devil. I don't know as a devil it's saved. Do you? I don't know as a devil it's been saved. Or ever spoke of being saved, or ever will be saved. No. He said it's the inside. It's the inside. That's the only way it can be. Word on word on word on word. If it ain't on the inside, it can't be word by word by word. It'll always be some kind of creed, idea, doctrine. Yeah, but brother, I believe they're saved. I don't care if they are preaching false doctrine. You do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. Believe what you want to believe. I'm going to say it just like he says it. You see? I don't care who it is. If it was my own daddy, I'd tell you the same thing. You see? It's friends, people just can't have this word be their whole life. The great I am, the most important. They've got to have their own ideas and theories. My. He says you can be anointed out here in the Spirit. Let's talk about that second ring. Conscience, memory, imagination, memory. You can be anointed on that Spirit. He's talking about that human spirit. And desire. And do all these other things. Friends, I've known ministers. They desire to serve God. Oh, yeah. My, they get in their little studies and they study and they do everything a minister should do and everything and get right up on the pulpit and preach something contrary to what that prophet said or what the scripture said. They can do it with desire. You see? And do all these other things. But when it comes to the typos of the word, to that word, you'll never move from there. What? When it comes to the typos of that word, what is typos to soul? Tied to that word. You'll never move from there. It'll hold right, steady, and true. Do we all believe that?
Amen.
I do. I don't care if there's millions and trillions that don't believe it. I believe it anyway. It'll stay right, steady, and true to that word as it can be. Outside of that, what? It holding you true, steady to that word. Regardless what you do, you're still lost. Lost. I'm not going to change it. I'm not brave enough. Maybe I should say I'm not stupid enough to change it. By God's grace, I believe it exactly like he says. But Brother Steve, you don't understand. This brother is so nice and he's been so nice to me. I don't care. I believe it just what he says. That Laodicean church age, naked, blind, miserable, and don't even know it. Notice, if they knew it, they'd try to change it. But they don't know it. They don't realize it. And most of the time, if you'd try to say anything or they would hear something on it that's the truth, exactly what the prophet said, nah, I don't believe that nonsense. It's one soul, regeneration, one soul, friend. Nonsense. That ain't what the prophet said. But they don't even know it. No. See, it's that anointed. It's that anointed. Anointed with the real Spirit. That Holy Spirit can fall upon a man in his spirit. Oh. See, there's no real inside. There's no real seed of God laying there, a real gene of God, a nature of God laying in there. So it just falls on that spirit, that human spirit. So it operates through that conscience, imagination, reasoning, affection. And it preaches the gospel by that. It lays hands on the sick. Oh, yeah. Under a real genuine anointing that only went as far as the human spirit. Yeah. But his soul is his germ. That germ is the word. And he says, I don't care how much you can preach or how well you do this and how much you love. That's just one of the endless to the spirit. You can love with your body. He says, you can't love with your body. You love with your spirit. That's one of the endless. And you can love and even love God and still not be right. You can cast out devils, preach and do these things and still not be right. Jesus said so. Said many, many would come in that day. Many. That's why you see them everywhere. Now, if we only heard of it once in a while, one over here, maybe one clear out in California, maybe one maybe clear over in Arizona, but they're everywhere. And that's why, because Jesus said so. They would be everywhere. These false anointed ones. Not just one stuck here and one there, everywhere. The word that settles it. And why can't the word settle it for many today? Has it been given to them to know? I'm afraid maybe it hasn't been. He says here, anointed one's the end time. Now to take our time and get back basic fact, because I'm making a statement here that's astounding. How can the Holy Spirit anoint a false teacher? Holy Spirit anoint a false teacher. But that's what Jesus said would happen. Oh, and it's happened in the last days. Yeah. Matthew 5th chapter, 45th verse. Let's read it now. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil, the good, and sendeth the rain on the just and the unjust. See, the rain comes upon the evil as the same as the good. Yeah. Now, to follow this up, another prophecy pertaining to this, we may turn to Hebrews, the 6th chapter. From the next follow-up verse on this, where Paul bringing back to mind the same thing that Jesus said. Paul speaking now, while you're hunting it, he says, and you out in the broadcast, get your Bibles near you and a piece of paper and look this up now. Hebrews 6 chapter. Paul writing it to the Hebrews, showing them the shadows and types, bringing them from under the Judaism into Christianity, showing them how all the old things just foreshadowed the things that was to come. Paul speaking now, Hebrews 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, Christ singular, he says, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance, dead works, and of faith towards God, doctrine of baptism, of laying on hands, and resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment, and this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Wow. I want to call your attention just a minute. Did you notice that's gift and not gifts? Plural. Partakers of the heavenly gifts? No. But the heavenly gift, singular, which is Christ. Wow. What do they do when they partake of this message of the hour? They're partaking of Christ. Yeah. And then walk away from it and say it's not so. I'll accept this, but I ain't gonna accept that because my mental, intellectual facility cannot figure this out. So I think it's like this, and this is what my past teaching was from my Baptist church. Or this is what my past teaching was from some message church. Yeah. It's gift singular, heavenly gift, made partakers of the Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, and have tasted of the Word of God. Tasted of what? The Word of God. And the power of the world to come. I'll just use an example now. These ministers saying it's the regeneration of one soul. There's no way you had two souls, or two natures. And they sit there and read it, exactly what the prophet said. But in their mind, Satan deceived them, and they put it together as one soul, the regeneration of one soul. Now what have they done? That which they read was the Word, which is who? Christ. If they shall fall away to renew themselves again into repentance, seeing they crucify themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For listen, the earth or the drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it to bring forth herbs meet for them to by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from God. But that which beareth thorns, briars, is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. That don't sound good, does it? To be burned. What's these people going to do that's adding to and taking away and putting their little creeds in it? They're going to burn. Yeah. Now compare that with Matthew 5:24 again. Notice, Jesus said, the rain and the sun comes upon the earth, and God sends it to prepare the food and things for the people of the earth, and the rain is sent for the food, the herbs, but the tares and weeds, being in the field, receive the same thing. Just like me, if I go out there and I fertilize a hay field, add more seed, put lime on it, I'm also liming and fertilizing the weeds that's there, growing off of the same food. Oh, yeah. Sand, then when it rains and it soaks down into the soil, they're eating, drinking off of the same rain. Receive the same thing. The same rain that makes the wheat grow is the same rain that makes the weeds grow. Oh. But they're growing to one direction. The wheat's growing to another direction. Oh, yeah. And remember, air breathes air. And once you get one air going, then another air grows and another air grows. And that's why we've got the mess today we've got today. You see? All right? Let's go on. Only Once the End Time, July 25th, 1965. That's where I was reading it in there. Paragraph 44. But you see, he sends the rain back to our subject on just and the unjust. Jesus tells you here now, Matthew 24, it would be a sign at the end time. So thank God I see this. It lets me know it's getting close to the end. Now, if this sign is only to be known at the end time, so that's right, huh? Regardless of what we think, it was only for the end time. If this sign is only to be known at the end time, then it'll have to be after the opening of the seals. Oh, look what the ministers have done today after opening the seals. Put their creeds to it, their ideas to it. Some even think that they're going to make Christians by governments, making them do things. Whether they want to do it or not, I'll make them a Christian because I'm going to make them do it. No, it'll never happen. Oh, the creed. Creed of man. It's a sign of the end. That would be when these things happen. It would be at the end time. And it'll be a sign. Now, so that the elected... Are you listening? Amen. Don't get tired on me already. It's a sign so that the elected would know and know not... I'm sorry... So that the elected will not be confused in these things. So I'll know what's going on. I'll know when a man stands behind the pulpit and he's added his own idea to it and creed and theory and has known what this message said, known what the prophet said, I know what's going on. So if he gets up and lays hands on the sick and they're still being healed, but he's up here preaching false doctrine, I know exactly what's going on without any doubt. And I know also the prophet said he'd be lost. Yeah. Let's go on. Let's see. You see it, then it's got to be revealed. It's got to be exposed. And that's what we're doing in the night, just rehearsing, renewing our minds. It's got to be exposed. So we'll understand these things. So we won't be so confused on why, how can this be? How can Brother So-and-so in this message church be doing this? And my, look at, oh my goodness, I seen that meeting. And my, it just looked like they was on fire. And oh my goodness, they looked like it was having a good old Pentecostal time. So that confuses you. That makes you wonder, well, they must have some truth. They might have some truth. What about the false doctrine they're preaching? And one false doctrine killed the whole thing, friends. It broke the whole chain, Brother Branham said. And he said the whole congregation's gone. Yeah. Let's go on. Friends, I'm telling you, if they accept it, they're gone. Because what you think? Can read it to you. If they accept it, they're gone. Yeah. Just because of one stinking lousy man behind a pulpit persuaded them with deceit. And look at the sheep. It's been murdered. Because of one stinking, proud, no good for nothing, stinking man that's lost. And says he believes Brother Branham was a prophet. And even preaches out of his books. Lost. You'll see why I feel that way. Question and answers. 2:13. A brother asks, how about the fruits of a preacher that's preaching the word? The question's asked. He said that the preacher, still if he stood up there and preached the word like an archangel, understood the mysteries of the Bible, and made a very good pastor, and went and visited the people, and things like that, he still could be lost. See, it's his fruit. Tells it every time. No matter how good he is or what he is, he must have the Holy Spirit in his life. Wait a minute, he's done all these other things. Ain't that the Holy Spirit? It can be the Holy Spirit anointing his spirit. That don't mean he's saved. Now, didn't Jesus say, many will come to me in the day and say, Lord, have not I prophesied or preached in thy name? Have not I worked miracles in your name? Spoke with tongues, done miracles, give interpretation, the mystery things of God and all those things there. He said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Now, I want you to stop and think. Us sitting here today. And maybe we go somewhere, or maybe we have a preacher come in and preach for us. And begins to prophesy. Interpretation comes. Wow. Wonder how many of that would fire us up. He gets up there and preaches this message and starts immediately taking away from the Word of God. I wonder how many of us would still be fired up. Yet he prophesied. Oh my, we don't get to see that. And I want healed and he laid hands. And I got healed this time. Steve would do. I'd dump him. I'd say, I'd present the word to him, what Brother Brown said. If he didn't accept it, I'd say, hit that door and never show your face again. You're false anointed. Would you say, I absolutely, and God knows my heart, I would. Yeah. Yep. But how many of us in here has got that solid of an understanding? Remember, it's only the word that'll go back with him in that rapture. Yeah. You worker of iniquity, I never knew you. See what I mean? And Brother Taylor asked, how about the man bringing the wrong message? I mean, he thinks he's right, but he's preaching wrong. That's the question. Well, I believe that that man is sincere, like the brother that's sitting here, wanted to go back over and trace back these things like that. If that man's elected of God, and if he's ever brought before truth, he'll recognize it. Oh, yeah. You want to know why Brother Brown said that? My sheep know my voice. A stranger they will not follow. I love it how he always puts the scripture to it. The word. Yeah. See what I mean, Brother Taylor? Is that what you're talking about? I'm going to skip over a little bit here, save a little time. He goes on down and says, does he at all times have control of the Spirit as when and how to act? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Holy Spirit controls. Yes. It has control of you and you have control of it. It'll never make you do anything contrary to the Scripture. If it's the Holy Spirit, it'll never make you do anything contrary to Scripture. Amen. The Spirit does not misbehave itself unseemly. That's right. From one who loves you. Yeah, that's all right. Now we will jump to another one here and see where we're at. I think we're at the basis here. I'm calling these things. He said there's a question. There's a question. Any more on this, he says? Any more on this? We all understand it. We all understand and believe it now. But the brother says, I got one question. Brother Brandon says, go right ahead. He says, on this here yet? Okay, he says. Yes, on that one there. He says, kind of hesitated, the brother says. Well, Brother Brown says, don't hesitate. He says, you were talking about the man that's preaching, and if he's not preaching the message that Christ brought forth, and regardless of what happens in his ministry, when he comes in contact with the truth and he rejects it, then what? He's lost. Well, Brother Steve, Brother so-and-so, he's been preaching this message now, what, 30, 40 years? And he's come in contact with the message, but, you know, he's just mixed up on it. Is he mixed up on something? Do you really believe God would call a minister and then misconstrue and misplace all his work? You got the wrong kind of thinking, friend. How could God ever present his word and renew the people's minds back to word with a messed up bunch of creeds? It wouldn't work, friend. Common sense, it wouldn't work. He said he's lost. In reference to predestination ordaining, the brother says, him to come into the world, that's right. Then as it was, he wasn't to be that way. Brother Bram says, wasn't to be that way in the beginning. They went out from us because they wasn't of us. So many people's got that in their own little church building. Friends, we're talking about them all over the world. If they leave this word, they was not of us to begin with. But so many preachers put it in their own little building. That's why they get things so messed up.
Right,
you see? It's amazing how ignorant some men are. I guess they can't help it. They won't know. It's the last days. For instance, like this. It's the same thing in Hebrews 6. People misinterpret the scripture so much. They think it's impossible. He said it's impossible for those which were once enlightened and made partakers of the Holy Ghost, if they shall fall away. See, they just don't get it. Don't get what? They don't get the revelation on it. They just don't get it. He says it's impossible for those which were once enlightened and partakers of the Holy Ghost, seeing that they should fall away, to renew themselves again to repentance, seeing they crucify themselves, the Son of God, afresh, and put him to an open shame. Count the blood of God, or blood of the covenant, count the blood of the covenant wherewith he was crucified with an unholy thing, done despite to the works of grace. Well, to me, it's a revelation. Yeah, it is a revelation to understand these things. Sure, it's just like Acts 2:38, Matthew 28:19. You just have to catch it, you see. Same way with this. You just have to catch it. If you can't catch it, cry out to God. Just see if you can catch it. If you never catch it, then I don't know what to tell you. I guess maybe it wasn't given to you to know. I just got to state it how Jesus did. I get so sick and tired of people taken up for sin, unbelief. My. A sinner, yes, it doesn't know better, it doesn't know the truth. Friends, I'm going to tell you what, I'll be all there for them. But friends, to me, when they hear this word and then they just get it all frustrated, confused, and try to get other people confused with it and then teach them false things, it's just another Pharisee. They ain't no different than it was in Jesus' time. A snake in the grass. Vipers. Yeah. Brother Steve, you're awful harsh. Friends, it'll never touch the harshness of the Lord Jesus Christ on that day. They'll see. In closing. Now the compass is the Holy Spirit. Your tie post would be the North Star. So the Holy Spirit will always point towards the Word. The Holy Spirit will never lead you to do anything else but the Word of God. So how could a man accept a creed when it's contrary to the Word and then still say he has the Holy Ghost? See why? I see man getting behind the pulpit and preaching a false creed, doctrine his own ideas, and tell me he's got the Holy Ghost. I tell you, the Word said he doesn't have it. And that's just the way it is. I don't care what people believe. That's just the way it is. You see? I'll take this over tens of millions of people, friend. Because I know this is God speaking through his prophet. You see? This is in Lean Not Unto Thy Own Understanding, January 20th, 1965. I forgot to give it to you. The Holy Ghost would point you away from that. You hear what he said? Oh, if I could scream that out to the preachers throughout the world. You hear it, preachers? You see? But some of them are so dull of hearing, they wouldn't know, take no hearing to it at all anyway. It takes the Holy Spirit to point you to the Word. For he is the Word, he is the Word. As the magnet in the compass is only set towards the North Pole, that's the only way it can draw. And when the Holy Spirit is the author and writer and the quickener of the Word, how can it point the person to anything else but the Word? Simple as that. So when a person says they have the Holy Ghost, like I say, I've been thought a little odd against because I stand on this, but I'll read it to you. So you won't think it's Brother Steve. But if people would read the Word and study the Bible like they should, they would know it's there. So when a person says they have the Holy Ghost and accepts something contrary to the Word, it shows they ain't got no genuine Holy Ghost. They got no way. See, it may be a ghost. I wouldn't dispute that. But it isn't the Holy Ghost of Christ. But when Brother Steve says that, you're judging! Well, just telling you what God said. Am I a bad person because I tell you what God said? Any more people think you are. Ah, you're judging somebody. I ain't judging nobody. I'm just telling you what God judged. What he said. But thank God there is men that will stand on the truth. Amen. Now you know many times they take one another's spirits. Oh, haven't we seen that? And so that might point like a group of men to a certain thing. It won't point to Christ. But the Holy Spirit always points to Christ. Christ is the Word. We see this so plainly in the Bible where he says, or I do. He had his doubts probably then. At least I do, he says. Maybe I might be wrong, but in my thinking, but I don't think so, because lean not to your own understanding of things. If you lean to your own understanding, then you're bound to get off of the right road. He says you can't lean to anyone else's understanding when it comes to life, to find life. You've got to lean to the Word. That's life. I want you, sisters, come on, please. We see this from the beginning. It's so plainly made known to us from the beginning that God gave his first family on earth his Word to live by. Only his Word was to live by. Now, that's not through eating food and so forth, but his Word they were to live by eternally. And as long as they kept that Word, they lived eternally. But the first little phrase of that word was misplaced. You listening? The whole chain broke. When one first time, one word was misplaced. And the human race plunged into death. Eve, which was no doubt an intelligent person, the first right off of Adam, who was the Son of God, and Eve, certainly being in that spot where there had been no sin, no place for sin, she certainly must have had a wonderful conception of what God was, because every afternoon she and her husband walked in the cool of the garden in the evening and talked face to face with God. What an unreasonable thing that a person who would walk face to face with God each day and then would turn to the reasoning of something that reasoned her way the Word of God. We still got them, he says. We still got them. They so easily be reasoned away from the Word of God after sitting in the presence of God. Wow. Seeing the Word of God preached, the Word of God made manifest, drunkard and sinners come to the altar and be converted and made new creatures in Christ. And you can look at people in here, it's been changed, and you know they have. Oh, yeah. So we all can identify with what he's saying here. People of ill fame made ladies and gentlemen, and then turn from that blessed thing that led them to this life, and then be perverted after some kind of a creed? Oh, my. But we find that Eve was easily persuaded by Satan. And that's the problem, friends. It makes me sick to see how easily people can be so persuaded today and know so much of this message. It's just sickening. It really is. Easily persuaded by Satan from the Word of God, and she leaned on her own understanding because Satan had projected something to her which wasn't to her real understanding of God. But she had something else told to her by the enemy. And friends, any preacher gets behind a pulpit and preaches anything contrary, he's your worst enemy. Yeah. Satan, and she believed it. She believed it. Now we find the results of this. It plunged the whole human race to death because the first mother of earth leaned to her own understanding, contrary to the Word of God, and plunged the whole human race to death. Now, do you believe that? Yes, I believe it. Amen. Congregation says amen. That's the Word. Well, he says, a woman is always, see, church in the Bible is always typed to woman. A church today can accept a bunch of dogmas or creeds and plunged the whole congregation into a separation from God. Those people who adopt those things instead of the Word of God are just like Eve. And it's been done over and over and over till it's got to this whole generation plunged away from the Word of God. And when the Word is made manifest, the Word is revealed, they won't accept it because they won't do it, because they lean. If they can't figure it out in their own little brain, their smart little brain, they don't want to accept it. But I'm going to tell you, everything God's got is not accepted to that little brain. It's received into the soul. But the mind, conscience, imagination, reasoning, affection, is the womb to the soul. Yeah. So you better keep that little brain, conscience, imagination, affection. I'm just calling it brain, so we know what I'm saying. Cleared out so that word can come in, and quit asking so many questions. And just say, Lord, reveal it to me. Open my understanding to it, Lord. Yeah. I need it, Lord. And I'm by no means, I'm not saying to don't ask me questions. You ask me all the questions you want. You're welcome. I'm talking about you questioning God's word. When the word has told you what it says and then still question, now you're walking in dangerous ground. Yeah. Because it's supposed to be when the Holy Ghost is there. The Bible says, do this. Don't do that. The body quickly turns to it. No questions asked. You tell what God's mouthpiece said? And who's this Melchizedek? Short in. Well, he was just speaking off term, Brother Steve. You got to realize he was just filling in when he said that. No. Wow, you are messed up. You're really messed up. You haven't even seen God come down and speak through that man's lips. We better go back a long ways and start over. Yeah. Oh my. And you know, maybe it would be good too. I know of a certain church that the young people don't even really know who the prophet is. It's what their pastor said. But they need to know the one real true God that spoke through prophet of the age. Yeah. And maybe it'd be good here to go clear back so people will recognize and understand. We ain't just up here reading out of books. No. Better go back and see what it says in Revelation. Amen. Luke, Malachi 4. Right. Oh my. Amen. Then you'll know why Brother Steve stands on reading out of this. And see it match the scripture. It all dovetails. And it's amen. Right. Amen. Glory. Amen. Like I say, and maybe I should apologize for being so harsh sometimes. But sometimes, saints, when you look at things the way God looks at it, it's God's grace. God's wonderful grace. Amen. That we're still allowed to sit in these benches. It's God's grace that lets us breathe. Yeah. God's grace. It's a wonder he hasn't totally annihilated the whole mess way before he will. But the time will come. He will annihilate it. But to those who are chosen, you ought to count every day a blessing. Every second you've got in your life that you have a desire to serve God, you ought to be so thankful. I thank God many times for that desire. Oftentimes when I'm sitting around the table and I ask my blessing, I thank God for my desire. God. realize what it'd be without that? Wow. It'd be terrible. God is rich in mercy.
Amen.
And when you can see these things the way we should see it, it'll make you thankful. Amen. Let's all stand. Does anybody have a song on your heart you want to sing? Amen. Anybody at all?
Amen. Mercy rewrote my life.
I'm sorry?
Mercy rewrote my
life. Amen. Ain't that the truth? Mercy rewrote my life. And when I look back, even the last 15 years, I can see God's mercy and grace.
Amen.
Why me? You know, you sit there and ask yourself, why me? Why wouldn't it be somebody else? But it was me. It was you. And you may have thought, why am I doing this when we did what we did? You may wonder why this channel had to come through and that channel had to happen and this thing happened in life and this happened in life. And then when it all turns back to here, thank my mercy. God, rich in mercy. Because on the other end, they know that not. They don't understand what's going on. They can't see it. Blind. Blind. But thank God He gave me eyes to see. Oh my. Yes, mercy rewrote my life. I believe He rewrote yours too.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing it together. Mercy. Yes, mercy. My life. Oh, thank you, Lord. Mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul cursed them, but mercy. And Brother Gensel will come dismiss us. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life.
Should have fallen. Heavenly Father, how we just love you so much and for the mercy and the grace that you've showed us. Lord, many times I think of why me? Look around me and you see all these people coming to and fro. And you see the people that claim to be Christians, Lord, and they have no real desire to serve you and obey your commandments. And Lord, many times I think how for 14 years, Lord, you came after me. But Lord, you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you brought me back. And Lord, as our brother said, you placed a desire in my heart, Lord, to serve you, to have that desire, Lord, today, to just see every word be vindicated in my life.
Hallelujah.
That every second of the day, my desire is, Lord, to see your life lived. And Lord, even as these tests and trials we go through, Lord, seeing that life of Jesus Christ is beginning to come through that little bride, Lord. And as we see ourselves yielding our vessels unto you, Lord, and seeing you live your life, oh, Lord, it gives us encouragement, Lord, to keep pressing on. And Lord, knowing that, Father, we are nearing the end. Lord, we can feel it. Lord, we can see it in your word, Lord, that time is running out. There's an urgency, Lord, to keep checking our lives by your word, Lord, and making sure that everything is lining up exactly the way your word says, Father. And Lord, to think that there's millions of people in the land that don't have that desire, Lord, we just thank you so much We just want to say we appreciate you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. And, Lord, the mercy and the grace that you've showed us. And I pray, Lord, that we'll just continue to press on. Lord, may we let that word live in our lives every moment of every day. Lord, that people would see Jesus Christ is alive again today. The same works that you did 2,000 years ago when you were here walking the land, they will see it today. And they don't recognize it, Lord. They don't recognize sometimes what they're looking at. And but yet, there we stand, Lord, realizing it's that word, it's that life, that's you living, Lord. Oh, how we just love and appreciate you so much. Lord, keep us humble. Lord, may we stay kind and meek, Lord, and just keep pressing and searching your word, Lord, and get prepared for that great and wonderful day that's coming, Lord. Yes. Many, many times in the morning, I look at that eastern sky when the sun's coming up and think, Lord, one of these mornings, it's going to be that morning. And maybe the day before we talked about it, but one of these days it's going to come to pass because I believe it. I believe you keep all your word, and you promised that day is going to happen. And Lord, I know that you have promised me that, Lord, if I stay faithful to you, if I let that word live through this tabernacle and let you live your life through me, Lord, this you're going to change this body in the twinkling of an eye. Lord, we're going to rise up off this earth, and Lord, go to... get away from all this filth and all this garbage. Truly, Lord, how we can see how the little bride is getting disgusted with all the filth that's around us, Lord. As our brother said, it's no wonder you haven't just destroyed everything so far. But, Lord, we know as long as your little elect is here, Lord, you're holding off your wrath, Lord, until she's ready to take her off this earth. And, oh, Lord, how we're longing for that day. How we just love and appreciate you so much. I pray, Lord, you just let it burn in our hearts, each and every one of us. Let there be an excitement in our hearts, Lord, to see this be completed, to get to that finish line, Lord Jesus, and that we can get out of here, Lord, and not be here another 15, 20 years, but, Lord, may we have just a thankfulness, Father, in our hearts for everything that you're doing in our lives, and just keep pressing on. I pray, Lord, you just bless the ones that couldn't be here tonight, Lord, and just may something that was said tonight, may it just prick their hearts and help them, Father. And then, Lord, if you should tarry till Sunday, Lord, may we come back hungry, Lord, to receive that word that you've laid on our brother's heart. And that, Lord, may we pray for revelation, Lord, that you would reveal it to us. That, Lord, we wouldn't just come in here, just hear the word come across the pulpit again. But, Lord, let that word come in as a seed into our souls, Lord, and be watered by your Holy Spirit. And let it bring forth that fruit, that life that shows who we are, what's inside of us, Father. Oh, how we just love and appreciate you so much. Just be with us as we go forth this week. Help us with our tests and trials to be overcomers, Lord. And we just love and appreciate you for all that you're doing. Just have your way in our lives, we ask in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Mercy. Rewrote my life. Oh, mercy. Rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul.
Dismissed.
Praise his